Usually just one capsule as a preventative, you know, for cancer, and that's all types of cancer. It's just not one form of cancer. Also, there's a biochemical pathway, and Dr. Wallach, correct me if I'm wrong, of why selenium works. Selenium biochemically increases the glutathione in every cell, and the glutathione, you can read about it, is the most potent antioxidant because it's inside every cell.
And that's absolutely right.
That's how it works.
Absolutely right. It's part of the glutathione cycle, and without selenium, that glutathione doesn't work. You're in trouble.
Well, I've heard about selenium as well with Alzheimer's and heart disease, and there's been a lot of research done on that. Dr. Wallach, can you tell us anything about those?
Yes, Blake. Certainly with heart disease, we've known, again, for 50 years in animals that selenium deficiency results in what we call cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is kind of like a muscular dystrophy of the heart muscle. In animals, it's called mulberry heart disease or white muscle disease, and it causes a replacement of the heart muscle fibers with connective tissue. And so your heart doesn't function very efficiently. And in human beings, they like to do heart transplants, $750,000 heart transplants. And so by taking the ultimate selenium capsules, you're going to be able to avoid that, and it'll just work like a charm for the heart.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wallach. There is some selenium contained in the pig pack, is there not?
Yes. In the pig pack, there's both selenium in the ultimate. I think there's 100 micrograms per dose, which is an ounce, and there's the trace amounts of the plant-derived colloidal selenium in the product also. And so there's really, for the average person who's eating perfectly, has no stress in their life, there's probably enough in there. But if you have any stress in your life, if you're eating fried foods, you're eating your meat cooked well done, you're using margarine instead of butter, you're out in the world and inhaling exhaust fumes from cars, you better be taking some extra selenium.
Yeah, you said the average person that's eating right, eating perfectly, mm-hmm. and has no stress in their life. Is that really an average person, Doc? Come on.
Well, I haven't seen any like that.
All right. Well, how much of the selenium should someone take? If I was taking the pig arthritis pack and felt basically healthy, how much extra selenium should I take in addition to that?
Well, I would take a minimum of one of the ultimate selenium capsules. It would be 300 micrograms a day, and that goes along with just about every piece of research you can find, again, for doubling, tripling your expected lifespan from a particular type of cancer to preventing the HIV virus from converting into active AIDS. There's an enormous amount of research from the School of Pharmacy. Dr. Taylor down at School of Pharmacy in the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia, he's been working for about, 20 years on people who've had HIV infections that never develop AIDS, and that's because they've been taking in enormous doses of selenium, 2,000 micrograms a day, 2 milligrams a day, and certainly causes no negative side effects and prevents that AIDS virus from converting to active AIDS.
Okay. So for the average person, somebody that's healthy, they might want to try one extra capsule a day, so a bottle would last them approximately 3 months, and then if somebody has a health condition, like you said, you mentioned something about AIDS and taking extra. How much extra, if I have one of those conditions that selenium has been known to help with, how much extra selenium should I take a day? How many?
If I had cancer, I would take 3 or 4 of those a day, separating them out, 1 or 2 at each meal. If I had AIDS, I would take 7 or 8 a day. I would take 2 for lunch and 3 for dinner. That'd give me my 7. That'd get me up 2,100 micrograms a day, and if I had HIV infection.
And since we're talking about doses and taking a little bit extra, let's go back to the glucogel. I know that if somebody has advanced osteoporosis or advanced calcium deficiency, you'll often recommend extra glucogel. How many glucogel should people be taking a day?
Well, they need to take 4 to 6 capsules per dose of the pig pack. If they're taking 2 doses of pig packs a day, then they need to take 2 doses of the 4 to 6 capsules. If you weigh 120 to 150 pounds, I'd take the 4 capsules. If you weigh 200 pounds, I'd take 6 capsules. If you weigh 300 pounds, I'd take 8 capsules twice a day.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wallach. Now, another product that American Longevity has is an Ultimate Cal. Why is it that we need extra calcium in addition to the pig pack, or who would need that extra calcium?
Blake, if somebody cannot drink the calcium-enriched orange juice because they can't get it because they're allergic to orange juice.